Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to be in Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31, where Moses returns to Egypt, taking with him his wife and sons. Aaron meets Moses in the desert, and together they return to Egypt to confront the king. Aaron gathers the Israelite leaders and tells them everything the Lord has said to Moses. And again, God's saving word, I guess it's God's saving words for us this week have been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and told him, "Please let me go back to my relatives in Egypt to see if they are still alive." Jethro agreed and told him goodbye. While Moses was still in Midian, the Lord said to him, "Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons, put them on a donkey, and set out with them for Egypt, carrying the walking stick that God had told him to take. Again, the Lord said to Moses, "Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles which I have given you the power to do. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not let the people go. Then you must tell him that I, the Lord, say, 'Israel is my firstborn son. I told you to let my son go so that he might worship me. But you refused, and now I'm going to kill your firstborn son.'" At a camping place on the way to Egypt, the Lord met Moses and tried to kill him. Then Zipporah, his wife, took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and touched Moses' feet with it. Because of the rite of circumcision, she said to Moses, "You are a husband of blood to me." And so the Lord spared Moses' life. Meanwhile, the Lord had said to Aaron, "Go into the desert and meet Moses." So he went to meet him at the holy mountain. And when he met him, he kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron everything that the Lord had said when he told him to return to Egypt. He also told him about the miracles which the Lord had ordered him to perform. So Moses and Aaron went to Egypt and gathered all the Israelite leaders together. Aaron told them everything that the Lord had said to Moses, and then Moses performed all the miracles in front of the people. They believed, and when they heard that the Lord had come to them and had seen how they were being treated cruelly, they bowed and worshipped. And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, where it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles which I have given you to do.'" You know, it's interesting that, you know, Moses, in obedience to the Lord, was on his way back to Egypt, but he was on his way back to Egypt basically in the power of the flesh. And he had forgotten about the covenant that God had made with Israel's forefathers, and that every male child was to be circumcised. And so as Moses was on his way to do God's work, but in the power of the flesh, then God withstood Moses, and it says in the Word of God that he tried to kill him. All I can say is that this was a serious enough infraction that Moses' wife saw that she had to take immediate action, where she circumcised their son, and then God removed or stopped this assault on Moses. So it's important for us to remember that whatever we don't do it for the Lord in the power of the flesh, but we do it through the promise of the covenant. Now let's go ahead and pray. Sovereign God, you are supreme over all creation. Your steadfast presence and faithfulness revive my spirit each day. I praise you for all your mighty deeds. Amen. Well, our time together this Thursday morning has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 through 21, when Moses and Aaron go before the king of Egypt. Until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.